Get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for listening today. So yesterday we've been talking about earpieces and before that about headphones and so on. So we've gone from microphones to headphones to earpieces. Today, let's move a little bit on about appearing on video and about video calls. Because yes, get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. But you know what? Some of that also is to do with appearing on video screens, Zooms, Skypes, FaceTimes, and things like that. So let's spend a couple of days looking at your voice on video, such as home studio webinars you may be involved with, YouTubes, as I say, Zoom-type classes or meetings. And there's a very real possibility of vocal strain on these kind of video calls because it's a very different vocal demand for you. I mean, first of all, you sit differently, you strain to be heard over poor quality links, you're talking to people who appear to be close but are not actually present at all. Sometimes mentally not present, let alone not physically present with you in the same room, but that's something else. So vocal strain, what is vocal strain? It's a word I've used a few times over the course of the podcast series. So, well, vocal strain is things like vocal fatigue, when your voice gets really tired, when you feel that in your throat. Also, it could be a change in vocal quality. Your voice may sound a little bit more hoarse, it may go down, it may even go up and start to sound a little bit shaky perhaps. Soreness or pain when you speak. Maybe it's not just when you speak, but also maybe when you're swallowing. If you're talking for any length of time, particularly when you're trying to project your voice kind of not necessarily into a microphone or someone sitting next to you, but when you're projecting your voice into a tiny little microphone embedded in a PC or Mac a couple of feet from you, you're looking at someone who's perhaps dozens or hundreds of thousands of miles away from you, and you know how their sound is sounding to you, so you're expecting your sound to also be not very good to them as well. You're going to be projecting, you're going to be pushing your voice quite a bit, that strain, and also perhaps extra coughing and throat clearing as well. Now, we're going to be talking about vocal health in the not-too-distant future, in a few months' time before the end of the year, and about the problems with coughing and throat clearing and things like that. But over the next few days, we're going to be talking a little bit more about when you appear on video. As I say, those YouTubes, Zoom-type classes or meetings, you may be more used to them, calling them Skype or whatever they happen to be, FaceTime perhaps, those home studio conference calls as we continue with the series tomorrow. So tomorrow, how you sit and how that affects your video call voice as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.